Hello, and welcome to The Developmental Edit. I'm your host, Christine, from Last Page Editorial, and I'm here to help you write books readers can't put down. This week, I had planned on doing another part two for the Pixar formula that I was talking about, and I was going to apply it to the nonfiction writers out there, because I think it's another way of looking at things that can provide a good structure for how to develop your nonfiction book for readers. But as is common, life happens, and that's not what this episode's going to be about. Today I kind of want to shift because I want to talk a bit about the creative process, and I also want to be, oh, there's an airplane flying really low. I don't know why. We're going to wait because I don't know if you can hear that. I will edit this part out or not. Who knows? If you're hearing it right now, I didn't. All right. I think we're good now. I also wanted to be a bit more authentic on this episode because, I mean, I feel like all of my episodes are authentic. I mean, I'm definitely being my nerdy, dorky self all the time, which is good. But in terms of when you put something out into the world, you want it to look polished and perfect and Pinterest ready. And I don't think that's what this episode's going to be, but we're going to do it anyway, and here's why. So, this past couple of weeks, I was working on the podcast stuff, and I got stuck, because I couldn't figure out how to say what I wanted to say. So I set it aside, and I was like, okay, I'll just work on it later, and give myself a couple days to think about it. And then my mom came to visit for a long weekend, which was really fun, and we had a good time. And then when she left, I was kind of tired from all the visiting, because even when you're having a good time with people you love, it's not exactly restful, if you know what I mean. So I decided to put it off again so that I could do some resting and basically just being really lazy and watching K-dramas. And here we are. I'm supposed to publish tomorrow morning, and I haven't figured out how to say what it was I wanted to say. And so I decided to switch topics and discuss what to do in these situations, because part of the creative process is the creative struggle. And I think it's really important for us to understand our own process and what works for us, and also kind of the why this happens and what you can do about it. Because I am not a big believer in powering through in times like this, but I also don't really want to wallow in times like this, if that makes sense. So how do you find the balance in between just do it anyway and holding yourself up to this really high standard and allowing yourself the grace to just be where you're at and not force yourself into being productive? And there's still a plane out there somewhere. So we'll see how this goes. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but it's happened to me many times where, like, have you ever gotten to the point where you're like, okay, I'm finally going to write this book, or I'm finally going to start this blog or this YouTube channel, or I don't know, TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but maybe you are. And you decide to do the thing. Or it doesn't even have to do with writing or creating content. It could be, I'm going to start this new exercise program, or I'm going to read the stack of 14 library books that I have, which is totally, absolutely not part of the situation that I'm in right now. That's making me feel a little overwhelmed. Let's see what else. It could be, I don't know, just anything that you aspire to do, that you want to do because you want to do it for yourself, because it's something that you want to create and put out into the world. So you say, I'm finally going to do the thing. And then for some reason, that's like a signal to life to get complicated and messy and bring in some drama or whatever it is. And then you kind of put the thing off. And some of it feels like a perfectly good reason to not do the thing right now. It's just bad timing. And you can always do it later. But it's always later, isn't it? Like right now, that plane is flying around. But I'm going to push through in this instance because, damn it, this is late enough. I've put this off far too long. So, oh wait, hold on, I have earplugs. the perks of being a picky sleeper. Okay, so while those are filling up my ear holes, let's see. Yep, I can't hear it anymore. Maybe you can, but I can't, so that's good. Sorry about that. Anyway, maybe it's because your kids have stuff going on, or maybe something's going on at work, or maybe there's family stuff going on, or relationship stuff going on. Maybe you haven't slept well this week. Maybe, I don't know, just whatever, life. Things happen and things come up. And the thing, the creative thing that we wanted to do, that we promised ourselves we would finally do, we don't do. And in those times, like I said before, you can either push through and make yourself do it, or you could wallow and say, I can't do it right now because I have to take care of all this other stuff. And that's true. I mean, you probably do have a lot of other stuff to take care of. No one's saying that you don't. It's important to take care of the stuff that needs to be taken care of. I guess I don't really want to tell you what to do. I just want to give you a couple of ideas to think about and decide what's right for you in this episode, if that makes sense. I've noticed with myself that when I start a project, like this podcast, for example, I think to myself, okay, every week I'm going to brainstorm ideas and then I'm going to write an outline based on those ideas. And then I'm going to write basically an essay based on those ideas and process all my thoughts, get it all on paper and edit it and make it polished and make it really sound like I know what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to record it and then I'm going to edit it and I'm going to publish it. And I got to make a bunch of Instagram things that pertain to it so that I can post those. And I'm going to do this every week and I'm going to publish the podcast on Thursdays. I just make up all of these guidelines, but in my head, it's like they're rules. Like I have to do it this way. This is what I said I was going to do and I must be disciplined and I must do this every single week. And I get why I do that and I get why you would do that for whatever your thing is. But we make up all these rules and that's the thing. They're just made up rules. No one else is there to enforce it. And so the pressure can feel like that means you have to enforce it. You have to hold yourself to this. And I get that. I guess the first thing I want to suggest is that you don't have to follow all of your own rules. In fact, you don't have to follow all of everybody else's rules either. And I suggest you don't. But in this specific case, all those rules and expectations that you piled on yourself whenever you were going to start the thing, you don't have to follow all those rules. You don't have to do it exactly that way. And I know that if you're a perfectionist listening to this, you're probably telling me, Christine, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I can't do that. That's heresy. And I get that. But what if instead of following all of the rules, what if you just considered and really boiled it down to, what's the main essence of these rules? What are these rules really about? And I don't just mean like they're about my need to control and perfect everything that I do so that no one can find fault with me because I'm an Enneagram 1. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, why did I make these rules? It's because I wanted to make sure that I'd actually do the thing. I wanted to make sure that I actually show up for myself. I wanted to keep a promise that I made to myself, but also I feel like I made it to you as a listener, to show up and to be there and to help in some way if I can. And I think those are all good things. And I still believe that that's important. I still want to do those things. But maybe the rule that I have to have brainstormed and then I have to, the rule that says I have to type it all out and have an essay written so that I can read from it in a very unready voice so that it sounds more spontaneous. Or maybe having a week's worth of Instagram reels ready to go. Maybe those rules don't have to be followed. Maybe I can just sit here and be honest with you and say, life is hard and creativity is hard. And this is what I'm thinking about this week. And maybe that's enough. Because maybe somehow that shows up for you in a way that you need, whenever it is that you're listening to this, whether it's the day that I publish it or, I don't know, 5 years from now. Hopefully I'm still around making podcasts then. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. But I don't know. Here's the thing. The first thing is, as I said, you don't have to follow all your rules. Just figure out what the important things are. Why did you make those rules? And go with the why. And the second thing is, I do think it is important to show up for ourselves. A lot of what I've learned about life is that you have to learn to trust yourself. And that's hard because there's been so many times in the past where I've let myself down, where I said I was going to do something and then it just never happened because I didn't ever make it happen. Either because, well, actually mostly probably because I did it all so easily in my head. And when you do it in real life, it's not like that. And I wanted it to be perfect and that takes a lot of effort. And if I make a mistake, then I'd better just stop while I'm ahead, right? It was a stupid idea anyway, wasn't it? But I don't think that's true. I don't think it was stupid. And yes, it is hard work. And yes, it is challenging. And yes, when you're trying to do the already challenging thing, other things in life will happen that will also challenge you. And that's dumb. And I don't like the way it works, but that is the way it works. So I still need to know that I can trust myself to show up. I still need to know that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. That I'm not a person who doesn't finish things. And I'm not a person who only thinks about things and never even starts them to begin with. I think that's important. So tonight, I decided to show up, take out all my equipment, start recording and sharing these thoughts. Because they're true, for me, at least. And I hope that could be helpful for you. It's important to show up for yourself. But you don't have to do all the things that were always only just in your head anyway. Just do the one thing that you said you were going to do. The original why. I said I was going to start a podcast. So I'm here and I'm podcasting. If you said you were going to write a book, then it's important for you to show up and sit down and write something. Whatever it is you said you were going to do, it's important that you keep that promise to yourself. But don't burden yourself with a bunch of extra crap on top of that. Just do the one thing. And then eventually, if you keep showing up and you keep doing the one thing, then the big thing will get done anyway. And you'll have learned to trust yourself in the process. And before I leave you, I'll give you one more tip. Something else I've learned. The time that passes between when you decide you want to do a thing and you actually doing a thing or not doing the thing. Like maybe you've been saying for the past 10 years you were going to write a book. Well, it's 10 years later. And it's okay if you haven't written the book yet. But soon it might be another 10 years. And then another. I mean, I hope you get many multiples of 10. But that time's going to pass whether you write the book or not. A lot of times we see the end result in our mind. And like all these people who talk about manifesting and making your dreams happen, all the goal setting and all that, they always talk about visualizing it and like seeing yourself doing the thing. But whenever that happens, I don't think anyone's ever actually picturing doing the thing. I think they're picturing the glory of the, I don't know, the publishing deal or the book signings or whatever it is at the end of it, you know? Doing the thing is the party at the end. It's like people who really loved their wedding but hated their marriage. Or, I don't know, people who live their life in their head because it's so much easier. So next time someone is telling you to how to manifest doing the thing, and they tell you to imagine living your best day and having your most amazing experience, and you're supposed to like imagine yourself in that situation, my suggestion is don't picture the party. Don't picture the signings. Don't picture the publishing deals and taking yourself out to dinner to celebrate. Picture yourself sitting your ass down and writing. Picture yourself doing all the adulting and writing. Picture yourself working with your mental health and writing. Picture yourself taking care of your kids and writing. Picture yourself doing your day job and writing. and then show up for yourself and do the thing one day at a time, because that time is going to pass anyway. And I don't know if you're going to get a big party at the end of those 10 years, but if you show up for yourself and you do the essence of your why and you show up and you do that one thing every day over and over, eventually you are going to get somewhere new. Eventually you will do it. You'll accomplish the thing you said you were going to accomplish, and you'll probably even accomplish more, because instead of focusing on dreams, you were actually focusing on showing up, not backing out, not running away, not hiding, not being perfectionist, not trying to make sure everybody thinks you have your shit together. Even if it's messy, and even if it's imperfect and chaotic and ugly and weird and a bit dark at times, and not at all what you expected it to look like, you will have created something. And no matter what anybody else says, and no matter what the end result, it'll be good. I think it'll be really good. Not just because your book will exist or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, but because you'll have learned to show up for yourself and trust yourself. You'll have learned how to actually do what you said you wanted to do. And that is so hard. And that is a skill that we have to work on, you know? So thank you so much for listening. And I hope you found something helpful in this very spontaneous episode. I do edit manuscripts. I do developmental edits on manuscripts for both fiction and nonfiction. And if you're interested in any of that or working with me, my website is lastpageeditorial.com. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at lastpageeditorial. And you can follow for more ideas. I mean, I am going to get back around to all the ideas I already have and the outlines and brainstorms I've already kind of started on. And I am looking forward to doing those episodes. But I also kind of like that I just did this episode too. So I think it's going to be a mix of both. And if you're interested in that, then please subscribe. Please share it with somebody you think might find it useful and helpful. Please leave a review, because that would be really nice for me. It would help me out as well. And I'll be back soon with another episode. I'll be showing up next Thursday. I hope that you show up for yourself. I hope that you take care of yourself. I hope that you have a good week and that you trust your creative process. And yeah, I think it's going to be good. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. This is the end of the show. I hope you liked it. This is the end of the show. I hope you found it somewhat helpful. And if you have any questions or you just like to connect, I'm on Instagram at lastpageeditorial. Have a great day.